don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. But I do.
Vic Carucci here in Brunswick at the Liberty Ford dealership for about another 14 minutes to the end of this show, and that'll be the end of our tour of Liberty Ford dealerships in Northeast Ohio. We are here. We've got free Arby's food still, some left, if you want to jump in on some of the variety of Arby's sandwiches.
Do you get like a ribbon or a medal for completing the tour of duty?
I better get something. I don't know.
Right?
Although I am driving that nice 2014 Ford Explorer.
That
so
you are.
I think that takes care of it. And that's been the vehicle that's gotten me to all these places, kept me warm. Four-wheel drive has gotten me through the elements. I mean, wind, rain, snow, I've been through it all, Nathan.
We need to do a feature where you are a guest car salesman one day, and you could be like Larry David. You remember my favorite line from the episode when he was a car salesman was he was trying to sell somebody on a car, and the model was GTS, and he said that stood for Guaranteed Tremendous Safety. And the guy said, well, what's the GT, just Guaranteed Tremendous?
That's right. It's just Guaranteed Tremendous.
That was unbelievable.
I've been trying to work my magic here and convince some folks to, you know, jump into some of these. There's I tell you, the one I pick out is a car here that's got a red ribbon on it. It's a beautiful, I think it's an Edge. Is that an Edge? Yeah, it's a 2014 Edge sitting right next to me. And, Kelly Carroll is doing the she's doing the floor model thing, you know, with her arms and such to point out from our Brown staff. And, I know folks have been checking out this car. It's a very pretty vehicle with a big red ribbon on it, so perfect for gifting. All right, one more thing about gifts. I want to say this. What a transition. Super radio. Shopping
Segway.
For a Browns fan during the holiday season. Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at Cleveland Browns Team Shop this holiday season. Visit the team shop at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. We bring aboard right now Gerard Cherry. Gerard, I think you're happy, if I'm not mistaken, this nickname that we've got for Nathan, a.k.a. Nate Dogg, was a big pick of yours.
Exactly. I have influence around here. I'm happy to hear that.
I
got Nate Dogg established.
I had call yesterday. I'll have call today. And I'll have call tomorrow. That's what Gerard Cherry's saying.
So Gerard, they picked Jay Cutler to be the starting quarterback. This is good news for the Browns, right? Didn't we determine this yesterday?
Yeah, I'm in opinion that that's good news because he's rusty. He's going to have to get his timing back. And we know that he has a great rapport with Brandon Marshall. At the same time, he hasn't been out there in a few weeks, and that has to catch up to you. He'll be out in the cold, and he'll have to get used to getting his bearings straight. And I don't see how you sit down, which is amazing to me, the NFC Player of the Week offensively in McNown for Cutler. I understand the loyalties and all that, but when a guy's hot and you're trying to make a playoff run, don't you stick with a guy that's going to do the things meaningful enough, who's been doing them,
I would
get you there?
Yeah, I would.
I would have stuck with him. The guy, you talk about that, he's the hottest player. I know fantasy football people are going nuts. He was the number one quarterback over the last 4 weeks, and now he's gone. But I think it's good for the Browns. And talk a little bit about as a defense, though, because you're looking at a difference. I think Josh McCown may be a little bit more accurate, a little more touch on the football. Cutler's got the stronger arm. How do you have to change as a defensive back your approach for facing these great receivers with Cutler versus McCown?
Well, you got to figure with Cutler, well, you know he's going to target Brandon Marshall more. You already assume that because of what their history and their track record and the stats bear that out, too. But with the stronger arm in mind, you think there will be more of a vertical element to the game, and so you have to be more on your alert for that, on higher alert for that, and say to yourself, and you should always be saying to yourself, don't let no one get behind you, but that definitely comes into play. But also, too, defensively, you know that, hey, if you can get the Jay Cutler and frustrate him, that you have a good chance by breaking up his balls and just staying in a situation where you're constantly on the attack mode, because he falls prey to those type of things. He's easily flustered, so I actually like the fact that he's going to be involved.
Gerard Cherry in his regular segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gerard, this has come up quite a bit now as we talk about not only the great receivers that the Browns, maybe the best receiving tandem in the league that the Browns defensive backs have to deal with Sunday, but flipping it over, what the Bears defenders will have to deal with in a Josh Gordon. Talk about it from a technical standpoint. Josh made reference to me last night on the Browns preview show, where he said if a guy is not pressing, if they're given some cushion, you know, that's when he can just jump into that cushion with his speed and then do his thing off of that. Why would you want to give a, you know, talk about the differences in coverages, but explain why when you know a guy is as fast as he is, when you've seen him on video running away from defenders consistently, why you wouldn't be jamming him?
Because the bigger fear is if I miss him at the line of scrimmage, then it's going to be really pronounced that I got beat. And most teams, when they do go to bump and run, which is an interesting dynamic, is that they're giving away that it's obviously man coverage and that there may be one safety back there or zero coverage, which means no safety. So a lot of guys will say, you know, if we're going to go zero coverage, we'd rather have the idea that our guy being further off the ball stands a better chance of not getting beat deep by Gordon. But like Josh just said, and someone tell Josh, keep those secrets to himself. Because if I'm an organization, I'm listening to our shows and getting some insight. And right there, I got a read from Josh Gordon saying that, hey, I like it better when guys are off of me because I can just run by him and it makes it easier for me.
Well,
so,
don't repeat it, Gerard.
Well, I got to give you my points so it's not half crazy.
I'm just kidding. Gerard, we also heard earlier a quote from Brandon Marshall being like, is Josh his name? Is his name Josh?
Yeah,
have you heard
that
quote? So go into the player's mind. What's going on there? Because there's no doubt he knows his name.
Well, that was a total, who does this young buck think he is? I'm a premier, and you know wide receivers are divas.
Of course.
And you know he knows who Josh Gordon is. How can you not know what those statistics? If a receiver has done something that you have not done and you consider yourself a premier receiver, I'm sure you're going to know that young man's name. Putting up 200 yards back-to-back weeks, that gets you instant respect. So you know he knows his name. That was just a nice way of pretending. What's, as a matter of fact, it was borderline disrespectful what Marshall did.
That's kind of funny, though.
But I get what he was doing.
I think it was so intentional. I think it was funny and good. I mean, the way he did it, the subtlety with which he did it, or lack thereof, made it great. And now, if you're Josh Gordon, you file that because he's well aware of it now. And you play. And you know what's interesting is this is the Chicago Bears. This isn't like a rivalry game. It's the Chicago Bears versus the Cleveland Browns. And you know you don't have anything at stake, but you put something in there now that I think has got to serve as something on both sides of the ball.
Oh, it does. And guess what? Josh Gordon has now moved into that to this conversation because a few weeks ago you saw A.J. Green and Calvin Johnson. You got their A games. You know why you got A games from them? Well, they show up every week anyway, but when they're both on the same field, either one wants to get outdone by the other. So now Josh Gordon is in that conversation where guys are saying, okay, I'm going to be the star, and I'm going to show that I'm better than Josh Gordon. So that's how you know that Josh Gordon is being taken seriously on a league, from a league standpoint, in which other receivers across the ball from him are saying to themselves, no, I'm the star of this show. And that is a typical mindset of wide receivers, not to be outdone by other people. Because I can recall Michael Irvin, as well as Jerry Rice and Andre Rison, and I forget who else was in the conversation this time, Sterling Sharp. These guys would look at the stats of the other receivers during the course of the game to make sure that they were beating each other out. And I think now Josh Gordon is into that conversation with the Marshalls, the Megatrons, as well as the A.J. Greens and Fitzgeralds of the world. So that just shows you right there that he has arrived.
You know, you talked about how Gordon said that he likes off coverage a little bit better so he gets that free release. But I thought when Aqib Talib came up and tried to press him and get physical with him, it awoke a dragon inside of Flash Gordon. And he beat him up pretty good, including a nice right cross to the mush.
Yeah, and I was so glad to see that come from Josh Gordon, because that's the key thing. If a guy's going to say, all right, I'm going to press you, that's telling him that I think I'm about to physically dominate you. And how do you respond back to that? Be just as physical. And for him to add that element to his game is a good thing, because one of the weaknesses of Josh's game was he struggled getting off the bump. But if you can face a Talib and be more physical with him and pretty much ragdoll him and toy with him, that was a funny thing about last Sunday, in that you saw a premier cornerback pretty much getting obliterated by Josh Gordon in all facets of coverage.
A little bit of news that came out of an owners meeting that was held earlier this week in Dallas could have some impact on the Browns. The owners finding out from the NFL to expect that the salary cap for next year, for 2014, to climb from $123 million to $126.3 million. So that's on a per-team basis. You're looking at the percentage here of 3.65% over last year. So not overwhelming, but you know, and the final number, according to some people, and this is being reported by Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk, the final number could actually exceed 127.5 million, so it could even go, that percentage could be bumping higher. As we know this Browns team to have a lot of cap room, guys. We know now that with this thing going up, this is great. This just creates more operating space for the Browns to do what is necessary to do to take more steps.
Yeah, and it's an important thing because, you know, the Browns, as we talked about, this approach in the offseason, we heard earlier Dave Walbaugh saying you got to keep Alex Mack here. I think Alex Mack and TJ Ward, two important pieces that will cost some money, gives a little more wiggle room with them, and allows you to still pursue some free agents while you also go through the draft. So I think I think it's good for the Cleveland Browns.
What do you think, Gerard?
Hey, heck, anytime you have a chance to add more players by having the money necessary to draw him in the first place, and as we know, the Browns will be probably in a position where they'll have to pay premium dollar to get certain free agents in here. So whatever can help, we'll do that, because you got to be thinking, come off season, we're going to have an offensive-centric mindset. And those guys cost a pretty penny.
They do. Sort of some defensive guys, for the record. But, yeah you're right.
Well.
You're right about that. Gerard, thank you very much, my friend.
And, no problem, guys.
We will, of course, talk with you again tomorrow. Stay tuned. Gerard being joined with Bruce Hooley. It's Hooley and Gerard following this show, so make sure you stay tuned here on ESPN 850 for that, WKNR. Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura. And I'll tell you what, I've enjoyed this tour. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting back to the studio and hanging with the dog, Nate Dog. That's coming up beginning tomorrow. And it doesn't look like we have any remotes in the near future, but we're closing out. This has been an extremely fun time visiting all five Liberty Ford dealerships since last week, hitting all five of them, and the last one here in Brunswick, and had a lot of people come out. It's been really a great experience. Dave Wallabaugh was here. We want to thank him. Of course, want to thank Eric, otherwise EZE, for helping us out through the entire tour. My man on all these remotes. Thanks, buddy. He's
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. He's been terrific. We want to thank Kelly Carroll also for making all the arrangements that have occurred. And Katie Bernstein, she's been great to help us out as well. They've been regulars through this whole tour. The Arby's food that you get, I mean, they're making their own. They're the detail people. They get this stuff set up. It doesn't happen without that kind of support and help. So we appreciate that. And we appreciate Jim Herrick and all the folks at Liberty Ford. Want to thank Bragg Biggs for calling in, and want to thank Jameer Howerton and Billy Wynn. Thank you guys. I want to thank everybody.
That was my Brad
anybody?
Big, sorry. I'm
trying to thank Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, Megan Rock, for tweeting during the show, for laughing at me when I say Nate Dogg. She just doesn't think it comes out right when I say it.
I think it sounds great.
I'm going to work on the delivery.
You got some cred. You got some cred.
Got some cred. All right. I'm going to work on that. Yes, Nate Dogg, my man. All right, we're gonna see if I throw in a my man.
My man.
Even better.
Totally casual.
Totally casual. All right. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci saying we will talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
I'm coming home tomorrow.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.